إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله began his kalam with dua. Allah سبحانه وتعالى taught us how to make dua at the beginning of his kalam, where he began it with his praise and his glorification, where he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to mention and talk about our connection with Him. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make the best dua of all, which is for guidance to the path of righteousness. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. And whose path is this? This is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. And how do I say that it's the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned the Sirat al-Mustaqim specifically with relation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with dua. And as I mentioned to you, the first of the further reminders of this series on dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his punishment for those who do not make dua. So what is the value of dua? The value of dua is that dua is ibadah. And we mentioned the hadith related to that. And when we say dua is ibadah, the important thing to understand and remember is that this is the mercy and this is the generosity and this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, that when a slave asks him for something, whether or not Allah gives him what he asks, the asking itself is ibadah. So the slave is getting reward just for asking. Now think about the level of generosity that this is. One is that somebody asks you something and you give it to him. That is generous. But Allah is rewarding the man for asking first. And then he gives him what he has to give him. And we'll see what is the meaning of acceptance of dua today, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because dua is ibadah, it means that when we make dua, Allah rewards us for making dua. And that's an important thing to remember, because many times when we make dua, we don't realize that we are actually getting hasanat, we are getting rewards for making this dua. Whatever the dua is, irrespective of whether we get what we ask for, we don't get it. Allah rewards us just because we ask. The Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He accepts dua. But we find that sometimes we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something and we get it. He said, some other times we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, but we don't get it. And no matter how much we ask, we still don't get that thing. So, what is the explanation? What is the meaning of this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered this and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu grants du'as in three ways. Three different ways. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the slave whatever he asks. So you say, Ya Allah, I'm sick. Please give me health, and Allah gives him health. And the slave says, Oh Allah, I am poor. Give me money. Allah gives him money. He says, I have this difficulty. Remove this difficulty. Allah does it. Whatever he asks, Allah gives him. He said the second way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as is that the slave asks for something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him what he asks, but in his qadr, in the destiny of the slave, there was a difficulty, there was a calamity, there was some test that the slave would have had to undergo, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that calamity from his destiny. So, a man makes dua, oh Allah, I am sick, please remove my headache. But that day, it was written for him that he was to be in an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves his headache, does not remove the headache, but removes the accident. Yeah? So, second way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants dua. And the third way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants du'as is he said that the slave asks for something, but Allah does not give him. And at that time, when he asked this du'a, in the qadr of the slave, in the destiny of the slave, there was no calamity that was to befall him. So there is no calamity to remove. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps such du'as with him. A du'a which is not given in this life, and also there was no calamity to remove. So he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps such du'as with him. And then when the slave is brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the slave, you asked me for this particular thing, and I did not give it to you. And at that time, there was this calamity which was to befall you. But I removed the calamity because of this dua. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us those calamities that he removed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the slave, but there is another dua which you made, which I did not give you in your life. And at that time there was no calamity to be removed. I have the dua with me. Now ask me what you want. Now ask me what you want. And this is being said when? On the day of judgment, Yawmul Qiyamah. Having said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you realize the value of such du'as, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with himself, and which he will give you on the day of judgment, and he will say, you asked me such and such, now ask me and I will give you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you realize the value of this du'a, then you will wish that all your life you make dua in this life and Allah does not give you anything you ask. Whatever it is. Ajib, see this thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you will wish that all your life you make dua. But Allah does not grant you anything. Doesn't give you anything. And all of these du'as are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you asked me for this and I did not give you. Now tell me what you want. You asked me for this and I did not give you. Now tell me what you want. Now imagine the value of that. Imagine the value of one single dua. Forget about many. This is the meaning of acceptance of dua. This is the meaning of acceptance of dua. And that's why I remind myself and you, it's very important to realize the value of dua. Keep on making dua. My Shaykh used to say, dua is not only what you sit in the salah, after salah you make or something. Dua is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night. Sitting, lying down, walking, working. Keep talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not tell us not to make a dua. So anything which is halal, you can ask Allah. Whatever it is. You can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for whatever you want. The only thing you are not supposed to ask is something which is not halal. But other than that, absolutely anything. Oh Allah, make me the king of the world. No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with asking a dua like this. Just think about this. You may think, what kind of a stupid? It's not stupid. It's a very good dua. Because it's unlikely you will ever get it in this life. So it will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make absolutely any dua you want. As long as it is halal. There is no limit, there is no condition on what you can ask. Tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about how to make dua specifically. But here, I want to end with this, which is to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants duas. Keep on making dua. Never stop making dua. No matter how many times you make a dua, if you don't get it, don't give up. Because Allah is giving you reward every time you ask. So this reward you are getting, pakka, khalas, there is no doubt about this. And secondly, that this dua, which Allah is not apparently giving you in this life, is removing calamities in your life, which you don't know. And it is being stockpiled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you on the day of judgment. So never stop making dua. Keep on making dua till the last breath. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our life in a state of dua, inshallah, which is a state of ibadah and which is a state of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.